Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1224. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Rebbe Baron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalemi Yehudis Chava Basli Barnina. Getting back to Amalacha of Goize's sharing. Okay, I just want to talk about a minute. I saw in the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 679, he brings down an interesting reference to removing gum from here. Somebody got gum, a child usually is the case, they got gum stuck in their hair, and he brings down a procedure in reference to how to remove it. Now we'll try and talk about if somebody got gum or candy in the hair and it's hurting them, it's bothering them a lot, the child or whatever, but just dumb like this, they want to pull it and take it out. In general, just to pull it out, it's going to pull out the hairs. But he brings out an interesting procedure I wanted to bring out, sometimes could be used. So he says like this, as the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 679, the Malach of Goizes, he says, removing chewing gum from the hair. Fine. So if chewing gum became stuck in one's hair, right, the child, whatever the case is, they got chewing gum stuck in the hair, it should not be forcibly pulled out, because this will definitely cause the hair to be pulled out with it, a psik ratio, right? Automatically, you pull out chewing gum, it's going to pull out a nice chunk of hair. But he brings down a simple solution, he says, is to apply, he said, he spoke to people about it, whatever the case is, okay, in the back he brings all that, but he says a simple solution is to apply ice to the spot where the gum is embedded. In other words, to take a piece of ice and to even possibly to rub it, to push it against a little bit lightly against the gum. And this will usually cause the gum to harden and lose some of its, it's going to lose some of its stickiness. After a minute or two, it's then it'll just slide off. It's basically going to harden the gum and it's going to become loose, whereby it won't be a secretion automatically where hairs will be pulled off. It says again, after a minute or two, it's going to slide off without pulling out any hair. He brings down in the back the possibility that this procedure will cause the ice to melt. So the possibility that this procedure will cause the ice to melt, possibly moiled or whatever the case is not a problem halachically. He brings out in the back the various different reasons. Just real quickly to go through one of them. He says a couple of reasons there. The whole isra of moiled on the ice is because it's similar to schita. It's a chashashima. It looks like schita, squeezing. So he brings in Ha'ara number 43 in the back from the Rambam that the issue of making ice melt, one of the reasons anyways, Matam Gzeri the Dami Leschita Shaykh Svara. So he says over here the whole thing is it's the person's Shayna Meschav, and the person does not have a mind to make the ice melt. They just want to freeze the gum Bechlal. So he says in the back, even if it's a psikreishal, it should be okay. So the bottom line is, he goes through the various different reasons over there in the back, but it says the possibility that this procedure will cause the ice foot to melt, being moilad, so he says is not a problem for, again, the various different reasons. So that's one procedure to use to apply the ice to the spot of the gum, and therefore somewhat freezing it and loosening it up. He brings another procedure afterwards, interesting. One may also apply a few drops of oil or vegetable oil to the gum, right? Again, the chewing gum got stuck in one's hair. So one may also apply a few drops of oil or vegetable oil to the gum. The oil will also cause the gum to become slippery and easy to remove without pulling out any hair. So again, another procedure to try and get the gum off without pulling out any hairs. Now, the same thing could apply. Somebody put their arm in chewing gum or something like that. It got stuck to their forearm or whatever with his hairs, and it got stuck on. If you pull it off, it's again the same thing, and it pull out hair. So these procedures could be used in the same manner. So that's what he brings down, a few drops of olive or vegetable oil to the gum. The oil causes the gums to slip off, to become slippery, and thereby easily removing it. He said one should not attempt to remove the gum by smearing peanut butter on the area. He says, interesting point, that one should not attempt to remove gum by smearing peanut butter on the area, because this can involve memareach. When smearing the peanut butter on and schita, when extracting it from the hair. So that's interesting point, that if you use, there is such a concept in Shabbos, if there's certain times that foods are allowed to be, like peanut butter, you're allowed to smear on bread. It's the regular way of eating, right? I could take bread, I take a piece of challah, I want peanut butter on my challah. So there's no memareach in general as far as that goes. I'm allowed to smear it on my bread. But if I use the peanut butter in a way that has nothing to do with food, Like in this case, right, smearing it on, removing to try and get a piece of gum off or something like that, they're using it for some other thing, that is already running into a problem. Then it becomes sort of like not a food, and whereby the melacha mamareich of smearing would start to come into play, and that is problematic. And then he says possibly extracting it from the hair, another issue. So whatever the case is, that's what he says, that one should be careful not to smear the peanut butter for those various different reasons. We said memarech and possibly schita. Okay, so he brings the same thing in reference to Band-Aids. Again, this is, we're not dealing with cases whereby it's painful or whatever the case is. The person wants to take it off. And which he can't really do because of the fact that he's going to pull out hairs in a regular standard time. Not where there's, we're not talking about the makom tzar when somebody's in pain or whatever, regular time. But the problem is he's going to pull out hairs, so he can't do it. So he says again the same thing by a Band-Aid that is stuck onto part of the skin where hair grows should be removed carefully as to avoid pulling out any hairs, which is what we spoke about also in the past. Then he goes on to say, if it's obvious that peeling off the Band-Aid will inevitably cause hair to be pulled out, again, this is found on page 680 of the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, then one should apply, again, the same thing he says, vegetable oil or olive oil to help loosen up the adhesive. So these are, again, a different type of procedure to try and loosen up the Band-Aid, so there shouldn't be a secretion whereby inevitably hairs will be pulled out. It brings also interesting, very interesting, that one may also apply solvent to the Band-Aid strip, for example, nail polish remover, okay, which is, that's what nail polish remover is, to dissolve the adhesive and thereby allow the Band-Aid to slide off without any pulling. That's another interesting thing. You apply, right, to put some nail polish remover and then you dissolve the adhesive and thereby allow the Band-Aid to slide off. However, he does say some solvents like benzene, paint remover, and the like are ordinarily muksa, right? Benzene, paint remover, these things are muksa on Shabbos, and unless previously designated before Shabbos, for Shabbos use, it is a problem. This is not possible. The Band-Aid should be left intact till after Shabbos, unless there's some pain or whatever. In general, one can do all these things, whatever the case is, you have to make sure not to pull it off, and just leave it there till after Shabbos. I do want to mention, though, he brings down also, we'll go a little bit more into this next time, but in general, a Band-Aid could be pulled off by a guy. If, let's say, there's a guy available, you just tell the guy, pull it off. That's not, please pull off the Band-Aid, or to hint him, however you want to do it. But be it as it may, it's not a problem because of the fact that, in general, that's the whole question over here is psychratia, right? No, I don't want to pull out my hair. I just want to remove the Band-Aid. Automatically, inevitably, hairs come out. So again, that's what we call a psychratia. So if there's a guy, there's not always a guy available, but sometimes there is. Sometimes a person's in a place and time. There's a person in the house, whatever the case is, cleaning up, whatever the case is. Many times there is a guy available. That's a very good thing to always remember that, again, psychratia, any action, that why we can't do it is because it's an action that's mutter, but inevitably something also will come out, then a guy would be allowed to do it. Like in this case, I just want to pull off the Band-Aid, that's all. But inevitably, hairs get pulled out, so if there's a guy available, definitely that is the easiest way to go. Let him just pull it right off, even though hairs come out. It's the whole thing's psychratia by a guy's mutter. Thank you for listening.